Verse 17. Now, here he is. Woe to the idle shepherd. That is the thing that he calls him here. Woe to the worthless shepherd. He's no good. He's of no value. Because why? Let me give you Dr. Unger's translation. And Dr. Unger's quite a Hebrew scholar. And I follow men of this caliber. Woe, worthless shepherd, forsaker of the flock. Let the sword be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall be completely dried up, and his right eye shall be completely blind. Now, he's a worthless shepherd. Why in the world is he? And the word woe here is that word in the Hebrew, hoi, 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 hoi. And it itself is a word that denotes trouble that is coming. And this shepherd is of no benefit, but believe me, the world will go after him. And so Israel's rejection of the good shepherd that's promised, when they rejected him, then they were scattered worldwide, and then this gospel that the Lord Jesus said would begin at Jerusalem and go to the end of the world is being preached today. And I very frankly believe that through radio, we're going to be enabled to get the gospel to the end of the world today. It looks to me like that's the direction that we're moving at the present moment. But in that interval of getting it to the end of the earth, it will be a long period. It's already been 1,900 years. Then there will come along this false shepherd. He's a worthless shepherd, but he's going to promise everything. He's going to be the supreme politician. He's going to promise everything that's in the book and out of the book. Woe to the worthless shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm, upon his right eye. His arm shall be completely dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Now, what does that mean? Well, he used his eye not to keep an eye on the sheep to protect them, just an eye on them to see which one was the fattest that he could use. And then there was his arm. That arm should have been used for the protection of the sheep, to use the shepherd's crook and protect them. But he didn't do that. He exposed them. He didn't watch over them at all. And now judgment comes upon his right eye and his arm, that which should have been used in behalf of the sheep. God will judge that false shepherd, Antichrist, and we are fine that he's going to make it to the lake of fire even before the devil gets there. Read the 19th, 20th, 21st chapters, book of Revelation. We're going to be there shortly. Maybe you should wait, and we'll see it when we get to it. Now, this is that false shepherd. Now, again, this false shepherd is going to be connected with a period that's coming upon the nation Israel in the future. Because you see, there is coming the great tribulation period. The Antichrist will actually be the one that brings in the great tribulation in all of its fury, because he'll be discovered, but by that time he's a world dictator, and you'll find that the armies of the world are coming against Jerusalem.